Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we go south to Guatemala to explore a location outside the heavily touristed areas of Antigua and Lake Atitlan. The name was so exotic, Simuc Champey, the loveliest spot in Guatemala. Despite its isolated location, my son and I were determined to visit this natural water park. Along a winding road from Guatemala City to Coban, we traveled for 4.5 hours to the turnoff where the sign promised only 22 more kilometers. That's only 13.2 miles. Soon to be there, right? No, this road turned ugly. It was uneven and rocky, and the pickup truck listed back and forth as it maneuvered up and down the mountains, often requiring first gear. 1.5 hours later, we finally arrived at the end of the road. I didn't add in the time when we had to turn around because our driver forgot to get gas, nor the extra time it took to deliver a rope to his cousin. The good news? It was worth it. Vale la pena. At Simuc Champey, the thundering Cajabon River disappears underground. Above it are gently layered pools of clear, jade-colored water for swimming and wading, all located in a lush area of mountains with green flowers and pine trees. It was raining hard when we first arrived, but as it shifted to a light rain, we went out, the only ones swimming. Everyone else huddled under shelter. It was easy to make our way from pool to pool. When the sun emerged, lighting up the pools, the crowds came in. There was a balance of Guatemalans and foreigners visiting the site, distinguishable by shade and dress. Below the pools, the river emerges with a roar, causing some grand falls, which we observed from below. The second part of the day was a cave tour across the river at Cambay. Truthfully, I had been anxious about the cave tour since the morning. We knew what to expect from previous participants. An indigenous guide would give you a candle as you enter the water at the base of the cave. You would wade at first, but then swimming was required. Warning signs made sure you knew you were expected to swim. After registering, I was reassured to meet our guide Israel, a small, wiry man with a huge, beautiful smile, reminiscent of Chi, the Bushman, in the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy. In the dark of the cave, we would have 3 candles and a weak battery-powered flashlight around Israel's head. There were only 2 of us on the tour. As we started, I was still having serious questions about the wisdom of this adventure, but I was still a mother, and I couldn't let my son go in there alone, even if he was 24 years old. The water was cool, not cold. I was breathing heavily as we began to swim against a strong current flowing toward the cave opening, while trying to keep the candle dry. There were stalactites to grab here and there. Israel stopped occasionally, pointing out various patterns with his headlight. It was hard to appreciate the different formations when all I could concentrate on was water rushing by, exiting in unknown places. The rains had been very heavy, preventing us from crawling out of the cave for a view of the waterfalls above us. Instead, we spent more time inside, climbing up to some dry caverns. When we finally turned around, it was wonderful to be flowing with the current. At one point, we had to direct our heads between 2 stalactites almost caressing the water, with 2 feet of clearance between water and cave. Daylight never looked so good. But Israel was not through with us. The tour also provided inner tubes for a river float. Because of the rainy season, the river was on a fast run. We hooked up our tubes, my feet under my son's arms and Israel's small feet under my arms, putting in just below the falls. Floating along with waterfalls and mountains around us, children waving from the banks, and an occasional rapid was way beyond what Disney could ever provide. I was sorry when this part ended. As with all adventures, it felt good to be done. If the cave tour had been in the United States, I'm sure life jackets and better lighting would have been required. But many countries of the world let you assess and assume the risk of your chosen undertaking without worry of a lawsuit. As an attorney, that's bothersome to me. But as a participant, It is exhilarating.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.